Good morning. We're going to start Klal Zayin in the Chayadim, which is the halachas on the Til Sidayim for Tefillah and for Brachas. So to give a little bit of an introduction to this simon, there's a halacha of washing your hands for Tefillah Shachris. So there are three reasons why a person washes his hands in the morning. One is the well-known Zohar. The Gemara says that when a person is sleeping, there's a ruach tumah upon the person, which leaves a person's body upon awakening, and it remains on the fingers, and only through washing the hands with water from a kli, alternately three times, are you going to remove that tumah. That actually is not halacha in tefillah. That's independent of tefillah. The Beis Yosef has a question whether that applies. The main issue is the Ruach HaTumah is due to the sleep or due to the nighttime. And he says, and the difference would be sleeping by day or staying awake by night. So that's one issue. But beyond that, Chazar Masakin, before a person davens, a person should wash one's hands. Even if you say, argument's sake, we'll say that the source of the Tumah is the sleep, and a person stayed awake the whole night, there's another issue of washing your hands before tefillah. So why do we wash our hands before tefillah? So there's two reasons which are given for that. This is a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says that even though you're not aware of any dirtiness on the hands, any type of repulsive matter, etc., is on the hands, but in order to go to daven, which is an act of coming and talking to your Creator, it's appropriate that you wash your hands. Chazal said you must wash your hands before you daven. According to the Rosh, this halach applies to Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. On the other hand, according to the Rosh, there's no requirement of a kli at all. It's to wash your hands, and there's no requirement of a kli. According to the Rosh, the person who's washing before Mincha, before Maariv, for sure does not need to use a kli. According to the Rosh, he does not need to use a kli. According to the Rosh, Chazar Masakin, the person washes his hands before Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. According to the Rosh, you would say Bracha Valen Til Sidayim three times a day, before Shachris, before Mincha, and before Maariv. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says that no, the reason why we wash in the morning is specifically only in the morning, not by Mincha, not by Maariv, and it's specifically only with it requires a kli. The Rashba is actually responding in a tshuva, do you need to use a kli when you wash in the morning? And that was the question which was presented to the Rashba. And he says yes, because the reason why Chazal instituted that we wash in the morning, that just like a kohen, when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash in the morning to do the avodah, he washes, he does what's known as Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. He washes his hands and his feet to prepare himself, as it were, for the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So too, a person wakes up in the morning and he's a new creation and he's ready to dedicate his day to service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal said that you need to do some type of symbolic act to show that you're dedicating your day to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that act is going to be symbolized by the fact that you're going to wash your hands. So just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a halacha of using a kli, the Rashba says, over here also you need to use a kli. According to the Rashba, it's only relevant to do it in the morning, not by Mincha and not by Maariv. And obviously there would be no bracha while Netzil Sadaim by Mincha and by Maariv. The Shulchan Aruch brings both opinion of the Rosh and the Rashba, and he does not come to any final conclusion what the halacha is. So we come out that really a person should wash his hands with water by Mincha and Maariv as well. But the bracha of Netzil Sadaim you only say in the morning when we have both the Rosh and the Rashba's arguments both being true, and therefore there's no doubt that you need a bracha in that situation. Again, this is an independent of what the issue of Tumah, which the Zohar talks about. That's an independent issue. Even if there'd be no scenario of Tumah, you still would have a requirement of washing your hands in honor of Tefillah, according to the Rosh, and honor the dedication of yourself to service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Rashba. Have a good morning.